What are some practical and personal issues facing many single men and women? And how can singles live secure in Christ? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June is Hello, My Name is Single. It's written by regular guest Adrian Dorr Heinz. Hello, My Name is Single is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or you could find out more about Hello, My Name is Single at issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. In the last 10 minutes of today's program, we're going to get a second update on the destruction from the tornadoes that hit northeastern Nebraska, especially Pilger, Nebraska, which was, as a town, almost completely destroyed, including a church that stood there, St. John Lutheran Church in Pilger, Nebraska. Its pastor, Pastor Terry Makeland, joins us. Terry, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Tom.
Tell us about the divine service that was held there in Pilger this last Sunday.
Well, it was an open-air, so to speak, divine service. We did get a couple of tents by Orphan Grain Train that we set up, and we borrowed somebody loaned us an altar and candelabras, and with a borrowed communion set and pyramids, we took off, and then my sound system didn't work, so I ended up shouting to everybody the message and the whole service, actually, because we had to do it a cappella. And it was a little rough, and I had limited supplies, so I closed our closed communion down even more. I said, even if you're Missouri Synod and you understand it's the body and blood of Christ, if you've already had it today, please reserve so someone else who hasn't had it can get it. And they filed through the rubble and the stepping over holes and tent stakes and came up and received, and it was good. It was really good.
What do you say to those gathered there, many of them parishioners of St. John's, when you're standing on the spot where your church once stood but does no longer stand, at least the building?
Yeah. Well, and I've been saying this from the beginning. The building's gone, but the church still stands. And I also use a lot of Romans 8, you know, that is as whatever can be thrown at it, at us, even if it's glorious, it still pales in comparison to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who took our sins away. So, and lately I've been saying God too will provide. He's provided before. He'll do it again.
You know, the hymn that came to mind, I was looking at some stunning pictures. We actually have a link to them in connection with this audio a little later this afternoon. Daniel Berquist took some amazing pictures of that divine service, and
yes, he did.
The hymn "Built on the Rock" just continued to roll through my mind. You know, even while steeples are falling and your bell tower is still standing, but the steeple's long gone. What are your thoughts on a church that where people come back? They don't abandon Sunday morning; they come back for the divine service even after everything's been swept away.
Yes, there was a lot of, and I hate to put a divine service into symbology, but it was true. The people were mourning the loss of memories and their lives that they remember in the church building, but they also know that the rock they stand on is Christ Himself, and it was very reassuring to them that whether the buildings stand or fall, Christ will be there for them through His Word and Sacrament.
So, how do you describe the conditions there in Pilger now? For you, for your parishioners, many, many of whom lost their lifelong homes.
We're beginning our second stage of chasing down. My flock has been scattered, and so I'm trying to have people help me find where they are. They're scattered to towns and farm places and family members, and we have to track them down, find out where they are, get their phone numbers, and then I'll begin to be able to serve them personally if they can't make it to worship services for whatever reasons. And as far as the town itself goes, it's getting flatter. The rubble's being picked up and hauled away, and the houses are being torn down that didn't survive. And it's getting to be a flatter landscape, but there's still a lot of work to be done. And we're rebuilding lives here. I mean, you've seen and livelihoods. We lost only five businesses in town, so to speak. were completely wiped off the map too. So we're rebuilding a town from scratch, which I actually tell them they've got an opportunity here. They can build this town into whatever they want to make it.
What are you hearing from your people? What are they saying to you, their pastor?
Well, they first, of course, give sympathies to me because my wife and I were living in the parsonage, which also blew away. So their first concern is always to their pastor, which, you know, I really love and I'm humbled by. But they too mentioned that service where, you know, the building's gone, and but we still stand. We're still together.
So what are the, just in terms of human need, looking out over, as you said, a town that now is basically empty space, what are the greatest needs there for the people in Pilger and for the congregation?
It kind of depends on whether you had insurance or not. they have needs varying from, they don't have a vehicle anymore. They may have gotten insurance money, but they have to go buy one. Some people, such as my wife and I, we're still looking for, the church is looking for a place to rent for us in the intermediate term. A lot of houses in the neighboring villages and the countryside have been snatched up and are being used, and so there's not as much available. There's going to be a meeting tomorrow about that, of what is available. But so, you know, finding intermediate housing while they either rebuild or find someplace else to purchase, which is no longer in Pilger.
Have you and your family been able to recover anything of your belongings from before, knowing that the parsonage where you were living was destroyed?
Well, we actually had three closets that stood. Had we been home, that's probably where we would have hid, and it looks like it would have been a smart thing to do. But so much of the clothes, little knickknacks, pictures, things here and there, we've recovered. We first pull them out of the rubble, and we've got them stacked in somebody's garage, and now we're pulling them back out to clean them up and make that final decision, should I keep it or not, and then repackage it for storage.
So in a lot of ways, it sounds like you, your wife, your parishioners, the congregation as a group, have to put a lot of things that we kind of count as the everyday things of our life on hold.
Yes. As just an example, I use a straight razor, and I know the razors survive, but I don't know where they are. So you have to run to the store for a little razor. You know, I get home at my daughter's house, and I don't know where to put my keys. I don't know where I left my keys. You know, your whole world's no longer routine.
What are you praying every night when you lay down your head?
I thank him for his many blessings and the many people that have reached out to help. And I also ask for forgiveness for thinking that it's all up to me to get this done. Because Lord knows if it was up to me, I would have messed it up, as that sacristy prayer goes. I would have messed it up a long time ago. And I ask him to continue to provide me with the wisdom and knowledge and faith to continue.
Pastor Terry Makeland is pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Pilger, Nebraska. Terry, we will keep you, your family, your parishioners in our prayers. Folks, you can support the relief efforts from these tornadoes in northeastern Nebraska through LCMS Disaster Response. Find out more at issuesetc.org and click Listen on Demand, or give them a call, 888-930-4438, 888-930-4438, LCMS Disaster Response. Terry, thank you for your time.
You too. Thank you, Todd.
When the church, when one part of the body of the church suffers, the whole church suffers. And when one rejoices, the whole church rejoices. You know the amazing thing that I see when I talk with people like Pastor Makeland? They're still rejoicing in the midst of the suffering. There's still things to rejoice over, and listen to what they rejoice over. Over the forgiveness of sins, over being able to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ. So together, bound together by the body of Christ, we continue to both sorrow and rejoice with those who have suffered such great loss. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Dr. Dean Wenthy about the prophet Jeremiah, a fascinating character in and of himself. We'll also discuss 5th century Bishop Cyril with Dr. David Maxwell of Concordia Seminary, and we'll get a biography of the 3rd century Bishop of Lyon, France, from Dr. James Buescher of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Friday on the program, Adrienne Dorr-Heinz is going to join us. She's author of the Issues Etc., Book of the Month for June, Hello, My Name is Single, and she's going to respond to all your questions and your comments, whatever they may be, on the vocation of singlehood. That's Friday on Issues Etc. Keep the pastor, the people, and the parishioners of St. John Lutheran Church in Pilgrim, Nebraska, in your prayers, and don't forget to contact LCMS Disaster Response, 888-930-4438. 888-930-4438. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The Word of God does what it says. Language is not a barrier to God's Word. Culture is not a barrier to God's Word.
Pastor Jonathan Fisk, host of the video blog Worldview Everlasting, speaking at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Am I saying that we shouldn't pay attention to these things? No, I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying we should stop believing that those things are what matter. What matters is the content of Holy Scripture. The New Testament and what it has to do with us is not a problem of our linguistics today. It's a problem of our faith that the Word of God is actually there to be believed.
You can listen to Pastor Fisk's presentation and teachings by Matt Harrison, Craig Parton, Chris Roseborough, Will Whedon, and Al Schmidt on an audio DVD from the 2014 Making the Case Conference. For a donation of $300 to Issues Etc. before Labor Day, we'll send you this audio DVD. For more information, look for the DVD logo at issuesetc.org.